Sandfly was a little ship, and maybe she was not much to look at when you compared her with the V's, for she had no superimposed guns. She was 60 feet shorter. She had only two-thirds the displacement. She was rather slow, and she had precious little way of guns or torpedoes. In fact, one was apt to feel at first that she had neither the weapons to fight with nor the speed to run away. But the little ships of her class had seen plenty of service and had been through much worse times than their overgrown younger brothers. She carried 40 mines, the same number as all except Adil and the V's, and was very seaworthy. A few weeks before I joined her, she had been rammed and nearly cut in half when 300 miles from our own coast and well within sight enemy waters. But she got back and was now looking none the worse for her adventure. Her captain was a commander in the Royal Indian Marine with a temporary commission as Lieutenant Commander RN, and his handling of the ship was a sight to be enjoyed. Her number one had been a sub in the Broke on the occasion of a great action, and her sub had received a promotion from midshipman RNR to sub-lieutenant RN for gallantry at the time of the sinking of the armed merchant cruiser Alcantara. Her chief was a temporary engineer lieutenant, and she also had a torpedo gunner and a surgeon probationer. The other inhabitants of the wardroom were an Airedale called Brip and a rough-haired fox terrier called Sally. The latter was the only lady on board.